It's Wednesday, December 16th, 2015. I'm your host, Andrew.
And I'm Joe, and you're listening to the Wet Shaving News Podcast presented by The Sharpologist.
Welcome back to the Wet Shaving News, everybody, and it's great to be back with you, Joe, and sorry about last week, I have to say, just sorry about last week, but welcome back, everybody. Hello, Joe.
Hey, Andrew, good to see you. Good to hear from you.
How's things in your end of Florida?
Oh, it's very busy, getting ready for the holidays, and it's getting nuts out there.
It's the most wonderful time of year, they tell me.
I'm
wondering about that. Well, today on the show, we have some great stuff for you. We were going to have an interview, but that is not going to happen this week. Of course, it is the Christmas season, so a lot of our interview candidates are unable to participate just because of the busyness, and we totally understand that. Thanks to everybody who we reached out to and who got back with us. Today, though, we will review the Trader Joe's shaving kit that Joe had mentioned earlier.
We're also going to share our thoughts on the Harry's travel kit bag. We've both had it for a few weeks, and we're going to let you know how we feel about it.
Which, you know, I have been playing with mine and using mine, and I haven't traveled anywhere yet, but I am just kind of using it as an organizer piece, and I have some thoughts about that. We're going to go over round two of our holiday gift-giving recommendations in the wet shaving world.
We'll also go over an interesting article from Entrepreneur Magazine.
And last but not least, we're going to have an open discussion about the infamous Rolls Razor. Thanks to our previous contest sponsor, Harry's, Harry's Razor. They are the ones who provided us with the travel kits to give away. We gave away one already, and if everybody visits their website and shows support for the show, they might give us another one to give away. I'd really enjoy giving another one away. Also, special thanks to our previous contest winner, Matthew Lambert, for entering. I hope he's gotten his kit by now. It was mailed last week. So it was kind of small, so I'm not going to lie. I mailed it snail mail. Normally, I do priority mail, but given that I'm shipping everyone's Christmas gifts out to them, I've spent a lot on shipping this month, so I sent it out to him snail mail. Matthew, I hope you've gotten it by now, and if you've gotten it, I hope you're enjoying it. But that's all for the welcome. Once again, our show is presented by Sharpologist.com. Great wet shaving articles, tips, and tricks, men's grooming and fashionable articles, and wonderful articles for the gentleman in you. Now we're Joe. Let's head on to the news.
So in industry news, Entrepreneur has recently had a new article about a Nashville, Tennessee company called Shave Face. This company manufactures straps that are really for disposable razors, but I mean, I took a look at them online and they could probably be used for any type of razor. After a successful Kickstarter campaign, the company started distributing their products this past August, and they are really interesting looking. They're really nice, high quality. They're made of denim, filler material, and leather. All of them are handmade in Nashville and are made of components from the United States. And you can fully customize them. You can put your initials on them. You can have them a different color, whatever way you like it. They also carry a full line of accessories, a shave oil, aftershave balm. And they just have it's just a really cool concept, really nice website. And really, they have a nice video on there as well. It's really interesting.
You know, I took a look at their products, and I'm very tempted to splurge and buy one just because I wonder if this denim strap would also work. I mean, it would work for anything, but I wonder if it would work for DE razors as well. I have a strap. I have a leather strap, but I just wonder if denim would work well on a DE razor.
Well, you know, it's really the concept of using disposable razor on your jeans, on an old pair of jeans. It's been around a long time. I've seen it on countless videos, guys using paste and all that stuff. But this one really is the first high-quality strop for the disposable razor that I've seen. It's pretty cool. I mean, the price it's not too expensive. So, I mean, if it's definitely something, if you are into disposable razors and that's your thing, you may want to try and take a look at them, maybe pick one up. But definitely really cool.
Well, recently on The Sharpologist, they featured a new razor by Fendrahan. And it's constructed of stainless steel. The concept behind this razor was to produce an affordable piece that would quote-unquote last a lifetime. The razor is really cool. It features a combination head with both open comb and straight bar sides, and so this eliminates the need for multiple heads. They have four models, all priced at $39.99, and Joe, this just the pictures of this look really cool. We have a link in the show notes where you can check them out too, so head over to the show notes, sharpologist.com, and check out that link.
Yeah, it's very interesting concept to have one side for each instead of having the need for double for several heads. It's pretty cool. I'd like to see how it goes on the forums and stuff. I'll be checking it out this week.
There's another safety razor out there I saw that does that too. I believe it's a Shavecraft. I have to apologize to everyone. I only own two safety razors, and I've been meaning to get a Shavecraft. But isn't it the Shavecraft 101?
Yeah, it is. That's I believe they do have the same concept. Again, another really cool razor. It's just
you can't go wrong with Shavecraft products. They're just a quality.
Oh,
I don't
yeah.
know about Fendrahan because I have never tried a Fendrahan, but Shavecraft, from everything I have read.
Yeah, Shavecraft's good stuff. Quality. Definitely good stuff, and so is Fendrahan. Both of them, they make great items. And for the price, it really is definitely a bargain. So moving on, the Shave Den has announced that they produced their first annual calendar. And the calendar features...
The Shave Den calendar.
The Shave Den calendar. It's very, very interesting. Wow. It features 12 pictures that were submitted by members of the popular forum, and it's currently available to order. I took a look at some of the pictures. They're very interesting. It's like wet shaving scenes and with different soaps and brushes. It's just really cool. Very professional. We'll put the link in the show notes if you want to take a look at it. The supplies are limited, so you would want to probably order them as soon as possible. But really, really cool. It's the first wet shaving calendar I've seen since I've been doing this. I don't know if there are other ones out there, but I was really interested by it. It was really interesting. Really cool.
A new company called Esbjerg. Well, I shouldn't say they're new. I'm not sure if they're new or not. Is it Esbjerg or I can't. How do you pronounce that?
Esbjerg. So basically, okay. Silent B. Esbjerg.
Yeah. Okay. A new company, a company Esbjerg, has two new scented creams that are available in the USA: orange vetiver and amber orange vetiver and amber cardamom. Esbjerg has been in business for the past 35 years, so they're not new, and is the largest provider for wet shaving products in Denmark. See, that's why I wouldn't know. I've never been to Denmark. They offer high-quality soaps, creams, and pre- and post-shave products, as well as other grooming essentials. And you can purchase their products here in the U.S. at Straight Razor Designs. We have a link in the show notes that will take you straight to that purchase page.
Yeah, there's also a video of Lynn Abrams actually using the product. Very high quality products. They just came out with a few scents. So they've been in business for a while, but just not really too popular in the United States, because it's really just mail order. I mean, there's no retail locations or anything like that, but really good quality product, and really exciting to see how these new scents get rated online. So moving right along, West Coast Shaving is now carrying Antica Barbaria products, and these products come from direct from Milan's most esteemed barbershop that was established in 1904. So they've been around well over 100 years. Great products. They offer a wide variety of shaving soaps, shampoos, and their infamous aftershave milk. Definitely high quality with very nice scents, and you could check them out. We'll have a link in the show notes for it. But I've never gotten a chance to use these products. I've been wanting to, and now finally that somebody has them in the United States that I can easily get to them, I'm definitely going to pick some of it up and have a review soon. But nothing but positive stuff from this company. And like I said, it's one of the coolest barbershops I've ever seen. If you want to check out their website and Google search them, you could see pictures of the barbershop. Really cool.
Old Town Shaving Company has announced that they will be hosting the Big Shave West 2. The first meetup was an exceptionally successful meetup. A lot of people traveled out west to Old Town Shaving for this particular event. I'll actually be on vacation in Anaheim in January, and I'm thinking about at some point renting a car and driving up to Pasadena to visit them. The next event will take place in April, April 23rd to be exact, and we have a link to that. All the information you need to know for them in the show notes.
Yeah, last year's their first Big Shave West was a huge success. I just saw there's a video on their website. You can take a look at last year's. Really cool. I wish I could have made it just on the other side of the country for me, but I'm definitely, if I can be there, I'll be there, guys. That's the one you want to go to. That's all the vendors from Europe, from all over the world will be there. Really cool. Awesome. So with a few articles I've been reading, I've been searching online, and I found this older article, but it's really cool. It's from a doctor's type website, and it emphasizes the importance of taking your time while shaving and using a brush, utilizing different temperatures of water, such as hot water when you shave and cold water when you clean up, and it even encourages having a professional shave here and there just to keep you in the loop. And even though the article is a few years old and it's probably, you know, a lot of you guys might have read it, I've never seen it before, but it's really cool to see how a skin doctor would actually recommend using a brush and utilizing different techniques and soaps and creams and stuff while shaving. So it was really cool. Like I said, many of you probably have read it. The first time I've seen it, just doing a search, I found it. And definitely an article you want to check out. We'll have a link for it in the notes. And really, really, really cool. Really interesting.
Joe, let's talk about this Trader Joe's shave kit. You recently purchased it for review, and you've used it for a week or two now. And what's your thoughts on it?
All right, well, I have it in front of me. So first I have to say is I took a look at it. I saw it a couple people on Facebook posting that they saw it in Trader Joe's. So there's a Trader Joe's right by me. I ran over, and I did indeed find many of them. They had lots in stock. Great price at $9.99. You can't beat it. It comes with a synthetic brush with a very nice handle. Looks definitely presentable. I wasn't too crazy about the brush. I mean, it's a typical synthetic that's not of like the higher quality knots. Doesn't really absorb water as well, but still really pretty solid brush. The soap is a sandalwood scent, and it's more like almost like a cream than a soap, what I noticed. It wasn't really hard. It's more soft. When I use it, I would probably give it a decent review for lather. It wasn't the best thing I've had. It'd probably be a strong 6 to a 7 on the lather scale. Definitely got the job done. But like I said, for it to be advertised as a soap and be more like a cream, I have in front of me right now, it's not solid at all. It's more of a cream. So I don't know if it would be considered a soap. But they're calling it a soap. And
well, I am looking at their website right now. They actually had a blog that they posted, and there's no date on this article, but they have a blog talking about the kit. So it looks like it is an internally branded, self-marketed thing through Trader Joe's. And one thing they do mention is they mention that the brush is nylon tips. I don't know if that matters. I would imagine most of the synthetic brushes are nylon, but the soap is made with coconut oil and shea butter, and the balm contains coconut oil, sunflower seed oil, aloe vera, and shea butter. So it looks like from what they say here, right, they don't give you the ingredients, obviously, but it looks like everything's relatively simple, I guess, is what I'm looking for.
Yeah, I mean, I have the ingredients on the package, and it has, you know, a lot of stuff in there. So it also indicates what items are organic and not. Like I said, it was more like a cream than a soap. But for $9.99 for this kit, it's definitely a good stocking stuffer and something worth, you know, it's worth picking up and trying out. If I had a choice to buy it again, I would buy it again. So really nice.
Well, last week we announced the winner of our Harry's Travel Kit giveaway, Matthew Lambert. Congratulations. Let's try that again. Last week, we announced the winner of our Harry's Travel Kit giveaway, Matthew Lambert. Congratulations. Joe and I have both had some time to review a review kit that they sent us, and I just want to share some thoughts about mine. Joe, I'm sure, does too. When we talk about travel kits, I think the majority of the U.S. population that used to be business travelers, I think that population is really starting to dwindle. So I don't think that there's as much demand for them as there used to be. It used to be that in order to go to a meeting at the corporate office, you'd have to get on a plane and go to a meeting at the corporate office. Now, you know, with the advent of GoToMeeting and Skype and all of these networking tools, that's not necessary anymore. But when we do travel, I think it's good to travel in style, and it's good to travel in style affordably. I'm one of these people who doesn't see the point in spending $100,000 on my wardrobe. As long as I'm not naked, I think I'm okay with it. And for the Harry's Travel Kit, when we talk about luggage and a DOP kit, this is an exceptionally refined, stylish piece of gear for the price. Joe, I don't know if you have different thoughts about it or not, but
well,
I absolutely love the design of this thing.
Yeah, I mean, I actually did get a chance to travel with it. I took a little weekend trip right after Thanksgiving for 2 days with my family. And, well, I just got it like the day before we left, and I was able to fit all my stuff in there. And, like, let me tell you, mine is durable denim. At least it feels like a really durable denim material. And I have it right in front of me.
They advertise it as a cotton nylon product.
All right. Like I said, it's really durable for that. And I spilled water on it, and I didn't ruin it. I was able to fit everything in there. There's like a little internal pouch that's see-through inside. That's like a little netting. So I put my razor and stuff in there. And everything else went in. And it's got enough room. And it's got a little zipper on the side that you can fit all your other, you know, goodies in there. So I mean, it's definitely spacious. I did spill stuff on it, so I didn't. It didn't. It was definitely stain defended. It didn't really destroy it. So mine looks brand new still, and I did travel with it. So I'm really big for the price and for what this item is. It's really nice. I mean,
And our listeners can get this right now for $20. $20 using the promo code WSN saves you $5 on the travel kit. And that's not a bad price. When we talk about DOP kits, I think you can find $20 leather kits, $20 leather DOP kits at Target. I have one from Target, and my interpretation of it is it's cheap, it's fake leather, it's thin fake leather, which I wasn't too big on, but when I was looking for one, it was at Target, I needed one in the moment, and I got it. But I think for $20, the quality is far better off here. I'm not going to say it's definitely not the $60-$70 DOP kit. It's not the $130 DOP kit. It's not the fine aged top grain leather that you'd see in a higher end establishment. But if you were looking for something that is functional, affordable, and still stylish, I think this fits the bill just fine.
Yeah, I would agree. It's definitely not like the most glamorous DOP kit out there. When you take a look at it online, the picture does it justice. It definitely shows what it is. But for somebody who just needs something that's functional, that will hold up over time, I would highly recommend it.
And the cool thing is right now, too, that Harry's for the holidays is actually selling shaving kits with the travel kit included. So if you have a friend or somebody who does cartridge shave, or if you're looking to buy a on-the-go cartridge kit, they have that. And you can get the razor, some replacement blades, and the travel kit all in one. Well, it's on to round two of our holiday gift giving guide. And this is going to we're getting close to wrapping up the show, Joe. So we need to speed up on this. We have to choose the right gift. This is our last episode before Christmas. So we need to come down to the wire here. What is the right gift in wet shaving for Christmas? I know we were planning on doing a gift giving guide, but we kind of scratched that specifically because Sharpologist already did one. So instead, what I'd like to talk about is, if I was going to buy somebody a wet shaving gift for the holidays, what would it be? Joe, what would yours be? One wet shaving gift to give somebody.
Well, identifying what they will use and what they like, if I would usually go with soaps or creams, and the reason being is that it's basically universal, meaning if you use a straight razor or safety razor or cartridge razor or any other type of form of shaving, usually soaps and creams would work for anybody. So try and use like more of a neutralized scent, and I think it would work very well with any gift.
For me in particular, I definitely agree with soaps and creams. Some kind of shave product, even if they're a cartridge razor, because again, we go back to this discussion of hybrid shaving. And for me, I think that's a good introduction into traditional shaving. Otherwise, they're never going to understand, you know, exactly what the purpose mm-hmm. is.
Yeah.
But for me, I always like, and a lot of people who know me know that my favorite, my go-to soap, the company I would buy a lot more from if I had the money, would be Sterling. And this is because I think Sterling has a great product for the price. You get way more soap than they advertise in their jars for the price. I weighed my jar of it's in there, Island Man from the summer. I ordered a jar of Island Man and I weighed it when it got here, and it I believe they advertise 6 ounces, 5.8 ounces exactly. I weighed it and it weighed 7.5 ounces, and the jar I don't think could weigh 1.5 ounces. It might. But either way, it still feels substantial. It still feels like I'm getting a great amount of soap, and the quality is just there for me, and their customer service has always been great. So it would be a Sterling, and in terms of neutrality, either their Sharp Dressed Man or probably, that's a hard one, probably Unscented, which sounds weird, but if I'm looking for neutrality, Unscented will definitely do it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and
definitely.
Then, you know, of course, it's a soap, so you have to get them a brush. And if nobody has heard, or if you haven't heard, Sterling has a great brush that is very similar in knot style to the Plisson. They call it the Kong. And then I think there's like a little Kong, 22 millimeter and a 26 millimeter with just super soft tips. And they have flown off of their shelves. They haven't been able to keep them in stock. But that would be my go-to gift for somebody, would be a jar of Sterling and one of their 22 millimeter brushes. It's relatively cheap. Their soaps retail for about $12 per jar, and then their brushes I think start at 20, so it's $35, add shipping on, you know, maybe 40, but still that's relatively cheap.
Yeah, it sounds good. Good definitely. Sterling soaps are good products. Let's talk about participation in Secret Santa or giveaways. Andrew, do you participate in any of that?
I work for a very diverse company, and we have a lot of different ethnicities and religions within our company, so we don't typically do Secret Santas or gift giving for a multitude of reasons. I would if I could, but I don't.
Well,
what about you?
On my side, I do actually participate in several of them, actually. At my work, I work for a large, very large wine and liquor and beer company, and we do with Secret Santa and stuff like that. So really keeping it to the alcohol aspect at work really works because everybody's into it. So it kind of, I mean...
Who doesn't like alcohol, right?
Yeah, I mean, that works. As for like on the forums, I do participate in a few Secret Santas online. I do one for the Shave Den, which really is, I look forward to that one every year. A great group of guys over there. And I just got mine, and I'm holding off until Christmas to open it. But I do like sending stuff out and doing stuff like that. Cause to be honest, my wife doesn't know what to buy me. She doesn't really know what I like and stuff like that. She knows that I'm, you know, always messing around with this stuff, but she doesn't know really too much about it. So I don't really get anything for Christmas from anybody involving wet shaving, but that's why I really do look forward to the Secret Santas.
Thanks for listening, everybody. We hope you enjoyed the show. If you are still looking to get your Harry's travel kit, they still have a coupon code WSN for us. Head over there, $5 off your first purchase. And anything that they have is just a good quality, in my opinion. Joe and I are so thankful to have you guys listening to us. Joe, have any parting thoughts for the holidays?
Yeah, guys, you know, have a happy and safe holiday season. If we don't see you until or hear from you until then, you know, check us out in the forums, and happy shaving.
Well, happy holidays, everybody. We will be back in the new year, 2016. This is our last post for 2015 as we prepare to spend time with our friends and family this holiday season. So to all of you guys out there, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Kwanzaa, Happy Holidays, and Happy Shaving. I hope your shaves through the end of the year are warm and bright. Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and we'll see you on the next show in 2016 of the Wet Shaving News Podcast. Bye, everybody.
All right.